A mere 8 months after the creation of the Defense Innovation Unit Experimental, it's getting a leadership shakeup. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced some big changes for the tech-focused organization. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.
The Defense Department's Defense Innovation Unit Experimental is DoD's ambassador to tech companies and traditionally non-defense businesses. It's been the poster child for the third offset strategy and pretty much embodies where Defense Secretary Ash Carter wants to take the Defense Department. If you're not familiar with DIUX, it's DoD's outpost in Silicon Valley. DoD realizes some companies, especially those trendy tech companies in California, are turned off by the government contracts and rules that go with them. But DoD needs those companies. Remember the third offset strategy? Carter's idea that the United States can use technical superiority to outmatch rivals with more numbers or more weapons? Well, without these trendy companies, DoD can't get very far, very quickly, with technological advances. Here's Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, Frank Kendall, speaking at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington to explain why DIUX is so vital to DoD.
The idea of DIUX is that we need to be tapping into two things better than we are. One of them is commercial technologies. And the idea there is that we can accelerate the movement of commercial technologies into DoD. I was a chief engineer for one of the defense companies. I spent a lot of time in Silicon Valley then. Our defense companies are not ignorant of the existence of Silicon Valley or all the other places that are high-tech centers, nor are our national laboratories or government laboratories, DoD laboratories. But if we engage those people more directly, the idea is that we can get them to get engaged with us more quickly. We can identify technologies earlier. We can bring it into the department more quickly. So there's that piece of it. There's another piece of it, which is about the intellectual capital. That's not thinking about national security issues or problems. It's thinking about, you know, the next big thing that they're going to do with their startup to become post-economic, I think is the right term. That means you've got so much money you don't care about economics anymore. So we want to get some of those creative minds working on our problems. So that was the idea.
Silicon Valley companies are the exact opposite of DoD. They're fast-paced, they're willing to fail, and they take some risks. Which is why Carter may have been willing to go back to the drawing board with DIUX this week when he announced big changes to the office. Here's Carter at DIUX headquarters in Mountain View, California.
One of the most important things since starting DIUX is how much we've learned over the last 8 months. Not only about what works, but also what can make it work better by being agile, throwing out what doesn't work, moving on. I believe that doing business with the tech industry forces DoD to look ourselves in the mirror, which is healthy for us, healthy for any organization. And in this case, it's helped us identify not only our successes, but also our shortcomings, both in how we engage with tech companies here and in the tools we use to accelerate the uptake of technology in the department. So armed with this knowledge, we're taking a page straight from the Silicon Valley playbook. We're iterating rapidly to make DIUX even better. As a result of all of this great experience, and in view of technologies and the world's imperative to stay agile, today we're launching DIUX 2.0.
Carter says DoD will be opening a new DIUX office in Boston, home of innovative places like MIT. But more importantly, Carter's changing the leadership in DIUX. Instead of sticking with someone from DoD, Carter's moving the structure to a partnership style of leadership. Carter's installing technologists, investors, and business executives to head DIUX. The managing director will be Raj Shah, co-founder of the cybersecurity company Morta Security. Another leader in the organization will be Isaac Taylor, former head of operations at Google's research and development facility. Here's Shah on his leadership position.
I've also been an entrepreneur, looking out for my company's bottom line. So I personally experienced how difficult it can be for a startup who wants to make a contribution to national security, but simply can't afford to do business on the timelines that it takes to work with the Pentagon. So we have our work cut out for us. What makes this possible, and what I'm personally most excited about, is the amazing team that has come together for this. From the new partners that the Secretary announced, to the military leaders currently stationed at DIUX, I could not ask for a more talented, dedicated, and accomplished team.
What may be a contributing factor behind the change in DIUX is the fact that the organization doesn't really have much to show for its time and investment. For an office that's been trying to harness the fast pace of Silicon Valley, some critics say DIUX isn't staying on pace. The House Armed Services Committee took notice and expressed their displeasure in the 2017 House version of the Defense Authorization Bill. The bill states the committee's concerned by DoD's pinpoint focus on one geographic area. It says it's worried about the significant funding DIUX is getting at such an early stage, and it's concerned that the outreach to business is happening without sufficient attention to breaking down barriers. Those are the barriers that have kept non-traditional contractors from supporting DoD. Things like long contracting processes and the inability to transition technologies. But even those within DoD are still waiting for DIUX's results. Here's Army Deputy Chief Information Officer Gary Wang during a speech in Arlington, Virginia.
I think the potential is there. There's a lot to be said for being in immersive environments. So, you know, I applaud, Ash Carter for, hey, let's immerse ourselves in that environment. But you have to consider, okay, how do you infect government service with that mindset? And it's not cost effective to cycle a whole bunch of government folks out there.
Still, DoD contends DIUX is doing its job and that it's looking for innovation in other areas too. Here's Carter again.
And I want all of you to know that we're committed to growing the circle of entrepreneurs and investors interested in our mission. And we'll keep iterating together and learning from each other as we go forward. That's one reason, by the way, that I recently created a new Defense Innovation Board to advise me and future defense secretaries on how to continue building bridges to the technology community and on how we can continue to change to be more competitive. And I'm very pleased that Alphabet's Eric Schmidt agreed to serve as the board's first chairman. Stay tuned, by the way, in coming weeks for who else will be joining him.
Until then, in Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Scott's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.